to try to use that product, and that's why we have the professional use stuff, because your cost per application, not out of pocket, but your cost per application goes way down once you get into those professional use chemicals.
You just heard a great example how Prattville Farm Center, it's not about selling you stuff, it's selling what you need, what you actually need, and how to solve these problems in the most cost-efficient way possible.
Well, we want to sell products that work, and we want to sell value, and we want to sell ourselves as being able to lead, guide, and direct in the use of those products.
Randy, we are out of time. We need to get your location and hours, my friend.
We're in little old Prattville, about a third of a mile just south of the Uptown McDonald's on Highway 31. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Long hours. 7 to 2 on Saturday. We all tired come Saturday at 2. Ready for a day off on Sunday.
We appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend.
Y'all do something.
Okay, what's next?
Let's listen for Joey.
I'm done. So done.
Well, that's our show.
It's over.
What?
It's over. It is over.
Is that it?
That's it.
Everybody still awake?
Will you come on already? I just can't stand these long goodbyes.
All right, big finish.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is a latest snapshot of the job market. Word that the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week, dropping to 473,000. Israeli forces and terrorists in Gaza continue trading rocket fire while clashes erupt between Jews and Arabs on the streets of Israeli cities and towns. President Biden says he has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, stressing U.S. support for Israel. Mr. Biden says Israel has a right to defend itself against terrorist attacks. Federal safety regulators dispatching a team to California to investigate a fatal freeway crash involving a Tesla. This just after authorities near Oakland arrested a man in another Tesla rolling down the highway with no one behind the steering wheel. Stocks have just opened higher on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, folks. Dennis Prager here. Can thieves really steal your home's title? Take it from this thief who stole over 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. That is why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and enter radio for 30 free days of protection. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Unusually chilly for, I don't know if I would use the word chilly, but unusually cool for May. A little breezy today. The normal high is 85. Today, we make it up to only about 69. That's a little eyebrow-raising. Mostly clear, jacket weather tonight. Unseasonably chilly. We'll go down to 50, I think, by dawn. But we could actually, there's a few towns that could be in the 40s tonight. Tomorrow, a nice day. A little warmer. It's Friday. Sunshine, low humidity, high 77. Great weekend weather. Saturday's high 81. Sunday's high 85. Sunshine both days, low humidity. A really nice weekend ahead. And still dry Monday with a high around 86. Right now this morning, it's that northeast breeze at 13. It's adding a little chill to the air. For this late in the season, it's a pretty big deal. 57 degrees now. Partly cloudy skies, 905.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Stock market is way up this morning.
Yeah.
Glad to see that. My the guy that watches my nest egg wants to have a conference call with me today. So I don't know if that's because he's worried about the market and stuff like that. I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't worry about it until you know, because who knows what these guys are up to.
Yeah, exactly. So what's going on?
Well, we got a show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Joey still wants to slap me.
Do you have...
Because you deserve it.
Do you have direction on your show today, so? I mean, do you know where you're going?
Vaguely, yeah.
Vaguely.
Okay. Vaguely. We'll see what happens. No, there was a disturbing press conference yesterday I want to talk about. Yeah. Locally here.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It worked out, but the press conference is pretty disturbing.
I did not hear about this, okay?
Yeah, it has to do with a young couple and a missing child. Did give the end of the story. The child is dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this the infant?
The baby.
Yeah. Yes. The remains were found?
Yeah.
I don't know the details of this, but I know...
They arrested the father.
Of manslaughter. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very disturbing.
Incredibly.
Very disturbing.
And then, you know, that's real serious. I want to talk about
right?
it. But then there's all the, you know, national BS.
There's a lot of that going on. I heard some Biden sound clips that I didn't understand yesterday.
What?
12 billion, trillion.
Well, Rich, I saw the governor for your home state, Ohio.
Yeah.
He has announced that he wants to have a lottery for people that got vaccinated.
Actually, I think this is a great idea.
You like that, Joey?
Yeah.
So it's a reward?
Anybody.
Better chance.
Anybody who got at least one shot, so they've started the vaccination, will be put into a drawing to win $1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah. What do you think about it? How does that strike you?
I think it's a good idea.
Me, personally, that's taxpayers' money.
Well, but it's a heck
of
a lot.
Who are you to give away I'm just not a big fan.
Well, they give it away all the time.
That's my problem. That obviously, they've got too much money.
Yeah.
If they can give it away like that.
Yeah.
Now, incentivizing the vaccine, I really worry it might bite people in the butt years down the road.
It's better than a donut or a beer.
Hold on now. Don't knock the beer deal. That almost got me in line for the vaccine. But
meanwhile, so you've had both, right? No? Okay.
No.
Meanwhile, I get my second tomorrow.
Oh,
and
do you?
I'm expecting to be... I don't have anything planned for the weekend.
That's a good idea,
I'm expecting to be down for the weekend.
So ahead we'll get see. Your but food I just delivery
want,
places.
I just want my papers. Show me your papers.
Well, because you like to travel.
Well, yeah, I do.
At some point, and I think that's how they're going to get us, Rich. I think you're ahead of the game.
Well, not only that, there was this talk early on that... people like Ticketron, you know, the concerts are coming back.
That
you're going to have to show that you were vaccinated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just want the paperwork.
Well, if it doesn't work out for you, let me know. I found them on eBay, $7.99 a piece for the vaccination card.
Is that right?
You get anybody's name on there you want.
Just like the old fake IDs when you wanted to drink when you were 17. All right, guys.
Well, and I need to get mine because I've got a trip next year I was planning. I didn't tell you about this.
Overseas?
I like to give him the impression I don't actually go do anything. It's fun to trick him.
Yeah.
I thought you don't do anything.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's fun to trick both of you.
The entire world.
You know, but I was planning a trip to Israel.
So. Really?
Right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Dude, I've got some connections there.
May I suggest somewhere lovely near the Gaza Strip? Is colorful.
Great place for a hotel right
it's
now.
Colorful this time
right,
of year.
Yeah. Right. I was looking. anything going on there right now?
It's tourist season right now.
I think they have fireworks going on every night.
Okay. All right, I'll check that out.
Yeah, if you go, let me know. I've got people in the Israeli army that'll help you out.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see the Holy Land.
Dead Sea is pretty good. Yeah.
I'm going to go talk to my travel agent right now.
Okay. Book it, Dano.
Travel agent?
It's so 80s.
my brother worked for a travel agent. Actually, a good travel agent.
I would love to have a job as a travel agent. You know me. I'd never be in the office. Up traveling, but hey, I can
Well, it became more of a niche market. Because you can do stuff so easily online, it became more like, okay, if you really want to plan everything out, they can handle that for you. Hey, let's hit some ads and officially begin the show here. News and views from 9 till noon here in mere moments.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Dallas County is resuming in-court jury trials this week, according to District Attorney Michael Jackson. Jackson says safety measures have been put in place in the courtrooms. Officials say it's been over a year since Dallas County has held in-court jury trials. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the body of one-month-old Caleb Wisnan Jr. has been found. Officials say the infant's father, Caleb Wisnan Sr., has been arrested and charged with manslaughter. He is currently in the Montgomery County Jail on a $100,000 bond. And the farmers market at the Shops at East Chase is back this weekend. The market is open this Saturday from 7 a.m. until noon. Officials say there will be more than 40 vendors featured at the farmers market. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. All the pollen and rain, it's time to get those carpets clean. Make your house look and smell clean. Plus, Peaches and Clean can take care of your hardwood floors, upholstery cleaning, and tile and grout. And no one takes better care of your expensive oriental and area rugs. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches, weakness, or discomfort in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one selling nerve care company. Nervive contains alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, and B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live your life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Views Alto is the vape as unique as the back roads you ride. With Views by You, you can choose from 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. Make Views Alto a vape that is yours in store now. Discover more at Views.com. Views, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted dates 21 and over tobacco consumers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. So there are a lot of different directions we can go in. Well, let's, you know, I've got, and this is why I don't watch cable news.
Oh, you're missing out on the crap show.
But CNN's reaction to Rand Paul's question of Dr. Fauci, it's just...
Oh, they had a reaction, did they?
Well, it's, Paul just doesn't like Tony. Are we in, like, you know what, Eddie? I hated high school.
Yeah?
And it had nothing to do with my high school and really didn't have anything to do with my class. I wasn't deeply bullied.
Yeah?
I was, like, it wasn't, like, this terrible experience, but I hated being that age and hated being around the cliques and the rumor mills and all this stuff. And again, I didn't get a lot of incoming. It was fine. But I hated it. And I couldn't wait to grow up, so to speak.
Wow, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and college was a little better because I went to Auburn. It's a big university, thousands of people. You don't have to know everybody. But you get to know certain people.
But in their cliques there, too?
Yeah, but you don't have to engage in that. See, okay. I went to that small school.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Privileged right. school. And, you know, if I had kids of my own, I'd probably put them in the Catholic system here, too. Like, it's not like I had a bad experience at Catholic. I'm not knocking all the folks I know at Catholic.
Though. If you were to do that, I don't mean to throw you off, would you tell your kids what you know now? Like, hey, there's kind of a BS system. Just, I'm doing this.
Or do I would you tell want my, to take I would it tell very my kids seriously? Not to take some of the stuff too seriously. And it's not a knock on Catholic.
No.
It's, I think on high school in general, it's this idea of, it's the, you know, a teenager gets all angsty. It's like,
oh,
the rest
hormones.
Of my life
right.
is ruined because so-and-so, I made a mistake and so-and-so made fun of me and spread these rumors. And I, like, couldn't wait. Got a little better in college. I didn't have to engage in all the pomp and circumstance that all went on. And then I got into adult life. I decided to go into politics, which is really just like high school.
Really worse than high school.
It's the pettiness.
Yes.
The stupidity for people with such intelligence. It's the irony of it all. Like, all these brilliant, talented people, and they act like jackasses.
But they're brilliant, but they have no personality, Joey.
Right. At least we have color-coordinating outfits on TV.
Because of Garanimals.
My goodness. But it's really, it like, boils down a good question to personality plays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness gracious. We'll get into all that. Serious stuff, all kidding aside, going on in Israel, is it? Continues to Israel and the Palestinians, the Gaza Strip in particular. I mean, you know, there's a lot of threat making. Like, I've been threatening you with low-level violence.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't watch it, I will slap
you silly
today.
I'm going to try to escalate
today.
I'm going to continue to escalate.
Fair enough. But this is like we're joking. Mm-hmm. And then even folks who are beefing, you know, a lot of times you don't want to end up with somebody dead.
No.
Seeing what's going on, like the Hamas leaders that go buy a knife and cut off the head of any Jew you see.
Yep.
And, well, Israel and the Israeli government heard that. And that guy's dead.
Yep.
And I saw all these headlines from the UN saying it could escalate to full-scale war. And as I'm watching these images of, like, buildings being taken out, where apparently Hamas leaders are residing.
Yep.
We'll get into all the details of how this works, along with just Arabs and Jews fighting one another in the
Even
streets.
New York.
Seems like we're already at fairly full scale. I don't want to see what full scale
full
means.
Full scale, and it's ramping up to that,
a
Joey.
Ground invasion.
That's right,
like,
and they're sitting on there. And you know, the Israelis are always ready to go.
Yep. What a mess. What a mess there. But I want to focus very local for a second. I saw this later than other folks.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have other things to do. I have another show to help produce. I have, I'm here afternoon. And then I go work out. I, like, turn off the news, you know, so
that's
I can have
smartest some idea of the day.
Sanity.
Yep.
Listen to some music. Really grind it out in the weight room, so to speak. More cardio these days.
Need to do some sit-ups. Huh?
I need to do some sit-ups?
No, I said I do. I need to do some sit-ups. That's how I
No,
said
I need
that,
to
right?
do some sit-ups. I got myself a belly, too.
I said
I'm happy about
me,
my belly. That said, I turn local news on, see what's going on after I get done with my workout. And there's this press conference. And the sheriff's department apparently got a 911 call about a missing baby. 1 month
baby.
Old.
Right.
Baby.
Infant.
1 month old. Last seen wearing a camo onesie. what the report said. And you see the beginning of the press conference, and I didn't recognize the spokesman. I didn't know if it was a sheriff's office person or Aaliyah, but I recognized Chief Deputy Kevin Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
There was an FBI agent there as well. And said, okay, y'all ready? The family wants to say something. And this couple, probably look in their 30s, right?
20s or younger. 30s. I was thinking early, yeah.
And the dad starts off by saying, I don't remember anything.
That's how the story
And, like,
starts.
Before they even said a thing, and I'm reading the comments,
yeah.
I talked to other people who had watched it, and everybody's like, either out of negligence or something worse, that kid's probably dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's something very off. When you can read people's body language, yep. And there's something, they seem strung out. Very incongruous about it,
yeah.
Like asymmetrical about it. There's something really off.
Yep, it was a hard press conference to watch.
Well, shortly thereafter, the father was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me think this was a way to get him in front of the media, let everybody see what happened, and maybe, I don't know if the guy confessed or not.
I'm pretty sure he did.
The baby, who is unfortunately dead.
Found dead.
Was found shortly thereafter.
And I think the sheriff's department and all knew that probably from the get-go after they interviewed the couple first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But again, they had to play it out to get these people to cooperate. And, she saw that press conference, looking at him.
When he's been charged with manslaughter, mm-hmm. which makes me think it is neglect. A negligence, so to speak. But it's a reminder, you know, there are silly things, serious things, mm-hmm. to more or less a degree. And when you realize the hell some people live in and the consequences that are brought on the innocent by the hell that certain people create... That's what prison cells are for. He's going to be living in a hell for a while after that. Whether he's in a prison cell or not. That was horrifying to watch.
Mm-hmm.
272-9228. I think the police here, everybody involved did good work in the sense that they figured this out pretty quickly.
Pretty quick, yeah.
But... it makes you go, what in the heck is going on in our community? And you can't stop every bad thing from happening, but that's just unconscionable. You never know, folks. You never know. 272-9228. Which makes you go back, you know, I see something like that, and then I go look at the BS of the national news cycle, and I describe it to my friends. A lot of this is BS, and it's bad for you. And it's... people fighting over political power,
mm-hmm.
you know, pushing out a bunch of money and propaganda onto the corporate airwaves. But then occasionally something very real will pop up. This virus, by the way, despite some folks who, you know, you take one red pill, not the whole bottle. It's not real. Okay. Sure. The virus is very real. What's going on in Israel, the Gaza Strip, is quite real. Happened here with this young couple and this 1-month-old is quite real. So to see the real things and then to turn on, like, you know, because you got to check out what the big tech corporates are pushing, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Well, here's what Google News has to say. The latest on Liz Cheney and what she said to Republicans behind... who cares? Your stupid high school games that unfortunately cost us all sorts of money.
Right.
Cost us our liberties. Who cares? You privileged, self-interested people. I don't know if y'all saw the press conference, but pretty disturbing stuff. A reminder how bad things can get. I appreciate law enforcement for the work they did to solve this quickly, but it's a shame they had to do that work in the first place. 272-9228. Clint called early?
Yeah, he did. I believe he got something on his mind.
Clint, this better be good.
It is good.
Thank you, sir.
How you doing? I listened to the beginning, you and Rich Thomas.
Yeah.
And you said you planned a trip to Israel. And Rich Thomas said, I hear it's a colorful place now. Mm-hmm. You going to make a joke out of that? It's a colorful place. Ain't none.
Thank you for the call, Clint. You're having a good day, too, I hear. 272-9228. 272-9228. Let's hit a break here. We'll be right back after this.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. The used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans. Paint cabinets. Install tile. Update outlets. Change out sinks and faucets. Repair fences. Replace rotted wood and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599. 8599.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis,
I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Have you been keeping tabs on Donald Trump?
A little bit. I kept some tabs on Ivanka.
No, but have you seen any reports of him down at the border with a backhoe? Because apparently construction on the border wall, 13.4 miles of wall in the Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah?
Apparently resuming construction. I don't believe that.
Wait a minute.
The Biden administration wouldn't do that.
Well, no. Remember, they were stopping the wall, anti-wall, the whole nine yards. You sure, Joey? Are you reading it off The Onion or something?
No, no. The Army Corps of Engineers
has
confirmed it. I wonder if Trump got them. Maybe it's a rogue division of the Army Corps. I don't know. Let's go. We got to finish this thing. We got to make it 10 feet taller. Jim, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bizarro. Your story you were talking about, I read about that. The guy was definitely a dope head, addicted to methamphetamine. Meth and all kind of stuff. He'd already been arrested several times on drug charges. And what in the world is this guy even doing out running around? That's worse than abortion.
Yeah.
Take a 5-week-old child and throw them out in the woods after you killed them. I mean, somebody like that is not even human. That guy needs to be put, good grief. He needs to be put out of his misery. But what I blame too, Joe, is look at the parents and the other family. They're probably all the same. You had a mother-in-law and a grandmother-in-law.
Yeah.
And they were living with his parents, and they didn't know all this stuff was going on with him. Good grief.
Well, it should be a reminder of don't take good parents for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the whole family was on meth.
No, there's something very off as soon as you see this couple walk to the podium. Very off.
Yeah. God. I mean, that's just despicable. Someone like that shouldn't even be allowed to bring children into the world. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, when you see stuff like that, Steve, as crazy as it sounds... Jim, I'm sorry.
Get right, Eddie.
Okay, Eddie, you're fired.
It'd be the third time today already. But when you see that, you got to have a license to drive. You got to have a license to have a firearm. You don't have a license to have kids.
Yeah, you're right.
When you see that, you're like, man, can we not just have basic parenting courses or something?
And real quick, you mentioned local news. And this is on a side note. Yesterday morning, I happened to be flipping through the channels, and I landed on WSFA. Judd Davis is in the studio live with no mask on, reporting. He goes to a lady outside with no one within 12 feet of her, wearing a mask. Now, how stupid does that look, Joe?
Oh, it looks pretty darn stupid, but, you know.
I mean, he's inside, and he's not wearing a mask, and he goes to this lady. She's out outside in the outdoors, and she's got, and you can't hardly understand her. She's got this big old thick black mask on, and there's nobody around her, and she's reporting us saying, what a bunch of dummies.
But, Jim, well, you see these people driving in the car by themselves with a mask on, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, fear is a hell of a drug.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's just, and the fear is being perpetuated by the media, and the more I see Joe Biden on TV, the more I know that he's not even in control.
Well, and Trafalgar,
he's just up there reading what he's told to say.
You remember the Trafalgar Group, that pollster?
Yeah.
Yeah, they finally came out with a approval rating poll on Biden, and I'm citing Trafalgar because they've been pretty darn accurate in the last two election cycles, in weird cycles, mind you,
yeah,
where everybody else kind of got it wrong. Well, they said Biden's approval by their poll is 49 and his disapproval is 48.5. So that seems more right to me. My read of the media layout and people, that makes a lot of sense.
But anybody with any sense, if you see him, I saw him yesterday, showed him speak, but he has no idea what's going on. He's just a prop. They probably get him up in the morning, sleeps in, give him a little medicine, a little something to get him going there, you know, and then make a few appearances and give him some more meds and time for a nap, Joe, and then let's have supper about 5 so we can get you to bed so you... I mean, but he's not running this country. He's just a mouthpiece.
Yep.
And it's pretty scary about what they're trying to do. But
let's make him like the Queen of England. Like, he's around, but I'm not saying let's make him King Biden by any means.
Hey, I will take Queen Elizabeth right now running this country. If she could come over here, then Joe.
Yeah, the
Joe
American
Biden.
Revolution was a good idea for a while, but let's bring back the queen.
Bring it back.
Bring the crown back, you know.
Oh, God.
We're sorry about 1812. We're sorry about Yorktown. Like, we're sorry in general that all this happened. Let's get back together.
Well, her and the Alabama governor could probably sit down and share some tea and talk. Mm-hmm. They seem to have a lot in common.
Well, it's... a little bizarre, man, but this too shall pass, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see.
The American people are wise enough. I'm just telling you, the people I hang around with, they feel the same way. They know what's going on. They're not fooling anybody. This thing's going to implode, believe me. And the Democrats going to be caught. All this stuff they're doing, they're not fooling anybody but themselves.
As long as Manchin and Sinema don't budge on the filibuster, seems like things will be held together. If they get rid of the filibuster, Katie bar the door. I got to run, Jim. Appreciate it.
Take care, Jim.
272-9228. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Poarch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Poarch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. Much better weather news ahead leading into a great weekend. But first, a little chill. There's a risk of some widely scattered showers, mainly early in the day today. Too cool for May with a high temperature only in the 60s, probably around 67. A little breezy. Tonight, skies will clear. Chilly. Jacket weather. Overnight low 50. Tomorrow, great day. Friday's high temperature in the upper 70s. Plenty of sunshine. Low humidity. Then an outstanding weekend forecast with sunshine both days, high 80 to 82 Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, much like last weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. It seems the pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline, is back up and operating.
Flowing gas again?
It was leading to all sorts of problems. In particular, no Chick-fil-A sauce for your nuggets.
You saw that?
Yeah.
It's a fragile economy. But I did read a story that's Biden's fault that we don't have Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, thanks, Biden.
Yeah, another great accomplishment.
Though, I mean, who needs Russian hackers when you can just get Biden to shut down other pipelines
right
completely?
Well, did you see someone in his cabinet yesterday that admitted that a pipeline was the most efficient way to transfer fuel?
Yeah, and safest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, compared to, say, trains or trucking.
What
yeah.
we're doing now?
Or garbage bags.
Yeah, you saw the garbage bags. What is with people, man?
You know, if I was really desperate and I had to put gas in a garbage bag, you know, life is strange. Maybe it would get to that point, but then to post photos of it?
Well, how do you transfer it from the garbage bag into your car?
Right. Right. Well, I've got this vacuum cleaner at home, and good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. And, yeah, we have a crisis all throughout the Levant, through Middle East.
Yeah.
Israel. In particular, actions coming from the Gaza Strip. You know, this has been a longstanding issue that is not easily solved. But the Trump administration, at least, especially under Jared Kushner, who, I mean, the corporate press just love giving him a big kiss, right? Yeah, they didn't constantly weave all sorts of rumors around that guy.
Right.
But Kushner, Jared Kushner, mm-hmm. took an approach that was a bit different than past administrations, past leadership, in the United States and Israel, the Palestinian Authority, took a different approach. Kushner and the Trump administration essentially said to the Arab states around the region, whether it be the UAE or Qatar, yeah, whether it be Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, or others, you know what? The idea that you have to have peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians first before anything else can get done in this region is not true. Because it seems like it's the one issue that isn't going to be solved anytime soon.
Right.
So how about you recognize Israel, you start doing business with Israel, and, you know, we like to make money as Americans as well. We'll sell you a bunch of weapons so you can deter the Iranians. That seemed to be the deal.
Didn't be working.
And seemed to be progressing, along with the Trump administration heavily backing Israel. Now, did they heavily back Israel to go in there and, because it looks like, and hopefully it doesn't happen, but it probably will, ground operations in the Gaza Strip.
It's going to happen.
Territory, by the way, that Israel gave up in the early 2000s, after what, the second intifada?
Mm-hmm.
Genius stuff by the Biden administration. And genius stuff by these careerists surrounding Biden who've tried a particular approach to Israel and Palestine for decades without much result at all. You finally start to see some breakthroughs. Where was there violence like this? You know, there were some knife attacks.
Every once in a while.
There were some terrorist attacks. Right. There were a few things that happened because it's a very, fraught situation there in Israel.
And I think it always
But will nothing be. Like what we're seeing now. And you want to talk about media agenda and spin. Like, go check out Al Jazeera on this issue if you want to see a particular perspective. And then compare it to, say, Fox News' coverage.
A little bit different?
A little different.
Hmm.
A little different, but it's getting very intense there. Now, the Israelis, one thing they do is they say, okay, we're going to hit this building because Hamas leadership has been directing things from this building.
Strategic.
But they tell the Palestinians, we're going to hit this building.
Yep.
Get your people out.
Now,
and I do lay this at the feet of the Biden administration.
Yeah. Well, didn't Trump cut off money to the Palestinians?
Yes.
Right.
And the Biden administration pumped it back up. It's something like $230 million.
Yeah. So within 90 days of them getting the money, where does it look like they spent most of the money? On rockets.
What a mess. But thank God we got this guy as our leader.
Even later. Thank you.
What's your take on the end of your meeting, sir? Were you optimistic coming out of it today?
Which one of the 12 I've had?
Pelosi, Schumer, and the crew. Infrastructure, sir. And in particular...
You guys are bad. I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions. I'm supposed to leave, but I can't resist your questions. I came away encouraged. But I want to make it clear to you. I'm encouraged not just because of a solid meeting with the Republican leader in the House and with Mitch or Senator McConnell, who I've known a long, long time and work with. I've been meeting with.
Well, I guess people wanted the opposite of Trump. What a mess.
I sure would take a mean tweet right now for $1.79 gas.
Yeah. Happy Thursday. We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
These days, you have more to print than ever before and less money to spend. Cartridge World is still here for all of you and will save you money. You get quality ink, and Cartridge World has the largest stock, old and new, of anyone in town. Lasers are now compatible to new, and the quality is second to none. Cartridge World is open to everyone, schools, doctors, and the general public. Come see the professionals at Cartridge World and let them make one thing easier by finding you what you need to get it all done and at great prices. Cartridge World, open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they offer delivery and drop ship. Cartridge World, 6383 Atlanta Highway. Call 819-8797.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. This is part of the program. This is part of News and Views brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique jewelry items, Troop Booth is the antique jewelry expert you'd like to go see. You should go see. Located at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. Heirloom Jewelers, well, can help you find that one-of-a-kind engagement ring. And, hey, gentlemen, they got watches. They've got a nice brooch. What was that thing you found the other day?
It's like a tie clip.
It was like a sword in a scabbard. It was actually a tiny sword you could take out of the scabbard.
You could take out, yeah.
And put it on the lapel or on the tie. It's like a tie clip, tie bar. Really cool stuff for men and women. And if you're looking to buy right now, online or in person, you can get 10% off when you use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y. And that 10%... on some of these big-ticket items is saving you a lot of money. So you need to remember my name. Be sure to tell Troop Booth that Joey sent you.
Joey.
When you buy there at Heirloom Jewelers. And if you're looking to sell to Troop Booth, you just need to make an appointment. Call them at 260-0066 or go online to heirloomjewelers.com. You can make an appointment there. Show up on the appointed day and time with your jewelry items. Troop Booth will look them over. And whether it's, you know, top-notch stuff, like if it's gold and diamonds, you're going to get some money for these things.
Yes.
But even if it's junk in your own mind, you're like, oh, this is junk. Scrap jewelry, as it's called in the business.
Mm-hmm.
You won't know what it's truly worth. It might be worth more than you think. You won't know until you go see Troop Booth. So bring those items in. He'll look them over. And he'll give you an offer. And if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then.
And there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Heirloom Jewelers. Check them out today. Great sponsor of News and Views from 9 till noon. To add more to this beautiful morning.
Okay.
You remember Havana Syndrome?
No, I don't think I do. Is Jimmy Buffett
I think
related
we first started hearing about it under the near the end of the Obama administration.
Havana Syndrome.
Coming out of Cuba.
Okay.
But it was around the world in different spots. But it first came out of Cuba, why it's called Havana Syndrome.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how much it continued under the Trump administration, but there's been an uptick recently to where U.S. officials are wanting to look into it. More and more reports continue to emerge about the mysterious Havana Syndrome. This is John Solomon at Just the News. It's a directed energy attack.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
U.S. agencies are directing their own energies towards solving what is behind these debilitating ailments. Officials at the State Department, the CIA, and the Pentagon reportedly are working to uncover the cause of incidents that may have occurred in, get this, Australia. U.S. diplomats in Australia,
yep.
China, Cuba, Georgia, not
the state.
You know, not Georgia on my mind. Though.
Right.
Yeah. Poland, Russia, and Taiwan. Most recently, claims emerged that Havana Syndrome incidents took place on American soil, including in Alexandria, Virginia, Miami, Florida, and near the White House in D.C.
Is that what's wrong with Biden?
Yeah. Well, that would explain a lot.
Explain a lot.
I think it's just, you know, getting old. The syndrome, according to its victims, includes severe vertigo, fatigue, crushing headaches, and hearing loss. The malady is named for the locale where it was first reported by American officials stationed in Havana. The first known incidents took place in November 2016, yeah?
I do remember this now.
Yeah, near the end of the Obama administration, when American diplomats and CIA officers in Havana, Cuba said that they fell strangely ill. The symptoms were so extreme and so widespread, afflicting more than two dozen people, because, you know, describe what we just did, like vertigo, I'm feeling, got headaches. You're going to be like, you're stressed out.
Yep.
Like, what, you get enough sleep.
And the ear ringing and the constant buzzing.
But there were so many widespread, you know, cases of this, and it was like, not just, oh, I have a bad headache, like bad debilitating headache. That Washington eventually brought home more than half of the embassy staff from Havana and their families, and they banned family members from joining future assignments. Citing the malady, the U.S. State Department issued a travel warning to Americans. Numerous U.S. Embassy Havana employees suffered demonstrable and sometimes debilitating injuries during their service in Havana, the department wrote. Affected individuals have exhibited a range of physical symptoms. And we went over these already, but hearing loss, dizziness, headaches, fatigue, cognitive issues, visual problems, and difficulty sleeping. We continue to investigate how the health of our diplomats and their family members was severely and permanently damaged. And now to see this on the uptick in all those different locales we mentioned earlier across the globe, what the heck is this? There's some who think, well, it's sort of a directed energy, like a microwave attack. Mm-hmm. This is from a scientist, Cheryl Rofer. She retired 20 years ago as a chemist at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Isn't that where we made the bomb?
Yep. I believe it's pronounced Rofer.
She expressed doubt it would be a malevolent actor from a microwave attack. But there's enough of this going on that people are now looking into it.
In my simple mind, spy versus spy mind, all I can see, imagine, is one bad guy holding like a hand device, like looks like a pistol, but with a cone of shame on it that's directing energy, you know, at
right.
you.
Now, none of this has been proven. The hypothesis is still, you know, a mystery in many ways.
Right. But now there are. We have weapons like that, too.
Sure.
In fact, I think there's some YouTube videos of it where they do crowd control weapons where it looks like a big satellite dish on top of a Humvee. They aim that at that crowd, flip the switch, and it gives them those crushing headaches, makes them feel very un-